You know what? I'm going to head over to the center of the podcasting universe. That would be BigFattyOnline.com. I don't know. Do you? I know you don't listen to the BigFattyOnline.com.
I do sometimes. I love Big Fatty, and I think he's really funny.
I like Big Fatty too. Now, did you hear the beginning of the show on his Tuesday show or Wednesday show this week?
He did not play our most recent mention of him.
No, he didn't. But I'm just saying that. Did you hear? I will play. I think this is it. Let's see.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I love Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1056 of the BFO for two. I say Tuesday, the 14th of February, 2012. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Dear Gussie Big Fatty, it's the day of love. What else would you do? Yes, just wait till they get touched by the glovey. Ah, Big Fatty, you turned it vulgar. Hi. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it is the day of love. And y'all, I know there are something. Oh, I hate old Val. I hate when the interns. The Val and the rest of the interns come around. Oh, I just hate it. It makes my heart hurt. Y'all, screw that. Y'all, love yourselves. And y'all, you can always love Big Fatty. Big Fatty, you've ruined it. So, anyway, and y'all, remember, the best thing to love is half-price candy on Wednesday. Yes, Big Fatty. That is lovely. I don't have a damn thing for today's show. Oh, I take that back. I've got a couple of things for today's show. Big Fatty, make up your mind. But y'all, we've got to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
Make a wish. Wish it in the dream.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I mentioned on yesterday's show, y'all, that I had a card. I had a red card. Card in a red envelope. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I'm going to open it today. And y'all, I went by the P.O. box on Monday, and there was another card in a red envelope. So we've got two cards to open, dear sweet Gussie. Oh, look at here. Look at here. What is this? Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, this one is from Princess Hannah. And y'all, it's one of those monkeys. It is one of those monkeys that it's those sock monkey things. And y'all, evidently the sock monkey is not feeling well. He's laying on the bidet. No, that's not a bidet. What is that called? What is that couch called? Big Fatty, a bidet is what shoots water up your butthole. No, he's not laying on that. He's laying on one of those fainting couches. Maybe that's it. And y'all, there's an empty box of chocolate candy there. Oh dear golly. Ah, Big Freddy. And y'all, the sock monkey is saying, Valentine's Day makes me sick. And y'all, you open it up. Oh! And it says, then again, it could be that 2 pounds of chocolate. Enjoy the day. Hope you enjoy the glitter. It says, love you and your show always, Princess Hotta. And y'all, the card, I should have mentioned, the card has got glitter all over it. Thank goodness it's not full of glitter, but y'all, there's glitter all over it. And y'all, inside, there is a picture. And y'all, I believe it is the boy genius. And y'all, he is holding up a heart. He is holding up a heart. Y'all, I don't know what it's made of. It's sort of a paper, but I don't know what it is. But y'all, his head's right in the middle of the heart. Well, that's lovely, Princess Hannah and Boy Genius. That's just lovely. And I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure it wasn't the 2 pounds of chocolate that made the stomach hurt. Big Fatty. Y'all, and now I've got another card here. Thank you, Princess Hannah and Boy Genius. I'm glad I waited till today, y'all, because it is the day of love. Y'all, I'm going to open this other one now, and let's just see who this one's from. Oh, dear, I see, y'all, it's a puppy dog. It is a puppy dog, and he is sitting there. Thank goodness it's a puppy dog, y'all. Dear sweet Gussie, y'all, I've got some breaking news in a minute for you. There's an X and an O all lit up, and the puppy dog is between the X and the O. Oh! And, y'all, it says, wishing you a very happy Valentine's Day. Hey, Fatty. Wishing you a fun-filled V-Day. Hope you get some and more. And y'all, it signed me. Well, thank you, me. Y'all, I'm not sure who me is. Y'all, let's check the postmark on here. Y'all, I don't have any idea who it's from. Y'all, because it's one of those mechanicals. It's one of those mechanical, what do you call that? It's one of those mechanical stamps. And it doesn't have a postmark and there's no return address. So, y'all, me, thank you so much. And, y'all, that is lovely. And, y'all, if you were not able to get a card in the mail to Big Fatty for VD, y'all, I encourage you. Go over there to the spot in Big Fatty. Y'all, we're going to go over there right now. Gonna go over there right now, y'all. Oh, dick. I say, you know, if you don't know how to get to it, y'all, just go over to the BFO. It's the center of the podcasting universe, as you heard that Daniel Bieber say at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, there are pictures over there that are vulgar. There are vulgar ones, y'all. The Big Fatty is celebrating spilled milk. And then Q Sledge has found Big Fatty on a big old pink motorcycle. Y'all, Big Fatty was on the plum pudding. Y'all, and I don't know why, clean out your computer today, y'all. Big Fatty is evidently in the trash can. And y'all, there appears to be some bananas or something there. I don't know what bananas have to do with the computer. And that y'all, then there's a picture, another one what do you call it? The Q Sledge, y'all, and what is it? Big Fatty, y'all, you're covering up your junk. And y'all, then that Peter G has sent just a vulgar one. A vulgar one, y'all. But y'all, that is not. But y'all, anyway, I encourage you to head over there to the spot in Big Fatty and send Big Fatty a VD picture. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar when you say it. But y'all, before we go any further, y'all, we have got breaking news.
It's just into the BFO vulgarity desk. For the love of hydrogen, do not go to Kim Beaver's Lodge.
Dear dear Gussie, y'all, it is horrifying. It is just horrifying. I can't even bring myself to speak about it. I cannot bring myself to speak about it, dear sweet Gussie McMussie. Y'all, it's just horrifying. Y'all, my mother sent me a thing in the e-letters, and y'all, I printed it out, but I don't know what I've done with it. So anyway, I'm gonna have to just do it by memory. Big Fatty, you're fucking up. You don't have any memory. But y'all, she sent something that y'all, and I don't know if this is true or not, and maybe we can get someone to verify this. You know, maybe we can get the verification desk or the research department. Maybe that stick it with a poke can get the research department to look into this. But y'all, evidently what do you call it? There's a code, a secret code that you can use when you're at the ATM machine. Y'all, that's when you go to get the cash money at the ATM machine. And y'all, let's set the stage here. Let's set the stage because y'all, let's say that you are on your way to Vons and you realize you need some cash money. And y'all, so you stop by the ATM machine, and all of a sudden you are aware of a presence behind you, and y'all, you feel something poke you in the back, and you feel hot breath on the back of your neck. Big Freddy, please, this is sounding vulgar. Well, y'all, let's just say you're being robbed. Let's just say someone has come in and it wants your money. Your hard-earned money. So y'all, you've put your card in the machine. Now, y'all, this thing that my mother sent me said that if you enter your password, you know, the numerical password, if you put it in backwards, then the machine will recognize that you have put your password in backwards and that you are in trouble. And what it does, it dispenses your money to you. But y'all, the mechanical then, y'all, that is a chicken breast and some green beans. And y'all, then what it does, the mechanical, it calls the police. It calls the police, y'all. But the person behind you does not know that the police has been called. Now, y'all, I don't know if this is correct or not, but hopefully the research department. But y'all, quite frankly, if there's someone standing behind Big Fatty breathing hard, and there's something poking Big Fatty in the back, y'all, chances are Big Fatty ain't gonna remember to put the password in backwards, y'all. I can barely remember to put it in forwards. But y'all, let me know if you've ever heard that. And yes, Big Fatty, someone will have. And y'all, if you haven't, why don't you head on over to the seediest part of town and see if you can check it out and see if it works. Big Fatty, you are retarded. Y'all, speaking of retarded, y'all, I'm not going to go down in the fat cave. I am not going down there. But y'all, I have gone over. I have gone over and I have looked at the contestants for the big run, which debuts this Sunday night, the 19th, on CBS. And y'all, I have gone over and I've looked at the contestants for the survivals, y'all, which debuts tomorrow night, Wednesday night, y'all. Oh dear Gussie, a day after the Day of Love, and y'all. Y'all, I told you that Brinchel is on the big run. Y'all can't stand him. Cannot stand him. It's not Brinchel. What is it? It's Brendan and Rachel. Is it Brinchel? Big Fatty, it doesn't matter. They're vulgar. Y'all, that is not the big news, y'all. That is not the big, y'all. The big news is on the Survivor. There's a midget. Big Fatty. Y'all, honest to goodness, go over to CBS.com and click on the shows, and then then look for Survivor, and y'all go look at the group picture. Y'all, there's a midget in the group. Big Freddy. And y'all, I don't know what to think of this. Big Fatty, if you want it, there'd be a midget too. But y'all, anyway, just go check it out. Go check it out. Yes, Big Fatty, we will do that. Now, y'all, by the time you're hearing this, except for a few sneaky ones of you, I'm looking at you, Moose P. Yes, Big Fatty, look at him good. Y'all, there are a few, most of you, when you hear this, Big Fatty will be on his way to the Horror Hotel. Y'all, I'm watching the weather right now, and y'all, it appears there's going to be a rain on Big Fatty's trip to the Horror Hotel. So y'all, it looks like it's gonna rain all day long, and I'm gonna be moist all day. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about you being moist. Oh dear, I see. But y'all, I'm gonna be on my way to the Horror Hotel. Y'all, the weather rat is saying there's a possible snow and wintry mix in the middle of the state, right where Big Fatty's going. Big Fatty, drive safely. Put on your snow tires. And y'all, let's check the weather, what it's going to look like for the big horror contest this weekend. Y'all, I'm going to go over here and just look at this. What do you call these little things? They're not, they're widgets is what they are. Y'all, people will start arriving on Thursday, and the high's going to be 66 and the low 42, and it's going to be raining. Then on Friday, it's going to be 67 with a low of 40 and sunny. And then Saturday, it's going to be rainy and 58 with a low of 42. That doesn't sound too bad except for the rain. Big Fatty, it could be worse. You know that, yeah, it snowed. It was awful. But y'all, anyway, we're moving forward. Move forward, Big Fatty. Y'all, let's see, there was something there. Oh, y'all, I got the sweetest e-letter. Y'all, since it is the day of love, y'all, I got the sweetest e-letter from my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, in the future. Because y'all, he sent it on VD from the future, y'all. So it was the first Valentine Big Fatty received, and it touched me inappropriately. Big Fatty, please. And y'all, then I got a lovely, lovely little e-letter from that Kim. Beaver, said happy VD, sweetie. And y'all, then she told me about that vulgarness over there at the lodge. And y'all, it just ruined it. It ruined everything, y'all. And y'all, then that had him, y'all. He sent me a picture of this hippopotamus. Big Fatty, please don't talk about the number one fan like that, y'all. It's a hippopotamus that has lost control of its bowels, y'all, and it doesn't need any extra fiber, y'all. It's explosive. Big Fatty, please, we're eating our chocolate Cheerios. We don't need to hear about that. So anyway, y'all, I'm just delighted that the music started. Big Fatty, y'all don't have any idea what I'm gonna do later on this week. There's several exitings of the birth canal coming up this weekend, y'all. I hope to hydrogen I can remember them. So anyway, but y'all, I hope you have a special VD, and you do something nice for someone, or do it nice for yourself, y'all. And y'all, as we all know, there are two love bugs out there in the Walnut Hills, and y'all, every year they do a prepared meat dish in the shape of a bodily organ. What do you think of that, Adam? Huh?
I love Big Pat.
Well, he loves you too.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.